All right, deep divers, welcome back. Today we're jumping into a really essential topic, I think, for navigating life's, well, complexities and getting unstuck from some of those patterns that hold us back.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission today is to explore a key chapter from our sources. It's titled The Five Gifts, the Original Harm Reduction Program.
That's the one.
Yeah, and we want to unpack these gifts, really see them as practical tools for living, especially through that powerful raft of freedom metaphor we find in the sources.
It's a great metaphor.
Okay, so let's unpack this then. What really hits you first is how these five gifts are presented. They're not like strict rules.
No, not at all.
It's more about positive intentions, aspirations that feels different. You feel like there's room to, well, to be human.
That positive intention framing is absolutely crucial. You know, it allows for mistakes. For falling short, which we all do.
Right.
If it was just rules, you'd get caught in shame pretty quickly, which often just makes things worse, doesn't it?
Yeah, it triggers the exact thing you're trying to avoid sometimes.
Exactly. So focusing on the intention fosters this sense of, okay, I messed up, but I can renew my commitment. I can keep trying. It encourages perseverance.
I like that. A built-in reset.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, the first four intentions. Can you give us a quick rundown?
Sure. So first up is harmlessness. Basically, refraining from killing or, you know, intentionally causing serious physical or deep emotional harm.
A validation.
Pretty much, yeah. Then trustworthiness. This is about not taking what isn't freely given. Respecting property boundaries. It builds integrity.
All right. Makes sense.
Third, sexual responsibility. So avoiding sexual actions that harm yourself or others. Things like exploitation, breaking trust, that kind of thing. It's about respect and care.
Right.
And number four is truthfulness and kind speech, which means, well, not lying, avoiding harsh words, divisive gossip, slander, stuff that harms relationships.
Mm-hmm. Promotes connection instead.
Exactly. Clear communication, stronger connections.
You know, what's interesting is how these first four, just thinking about them, they seem to tackle so much conflict, like, before you even get to the bigger stuff.
That's a great point. They really do. They build inner consistency. They reduce friction, both inside you and, you know, with other people.
So you're clearing the decks.
You're clearing the decks, precisely.
Yeah.
When your actions and words start aligning with these, you naturally diminish the kind of internal and external conflict that often fuels deeper issues or those compulsive behaviors we struggle with.
Okay. So that brings us to the fifth gift.
Mm.
The sources seem to put special emphasis on this one, clarity of mind. What's the deal there?
Ah, yes. This one is, well, it's often seen as the linchpin, mm-hmm. especially in the context of navigating difficulties or recovery.
Oh, linchpin, okay.
Yeah. Clarity of mind is about refraining from consuming intoxicants, alcohol, non-prescribed drugs, to the point where you become careless, where you lose mindfulness.
And why is that so critical?
Well, think about it. Intoxication directly clouds the very awareness you need to practice the other four gifts. And crucially, it undermines your ability to navigate life skillfully. The sources explicitly say it undermines our ability to navigate our raft effectively.
Ah, okay. There it is. The RAFT to freedom metaphor. Let's talk about that. How does clarity of mind fit into steering this raft?
Absolutely. So picture your life's journey as this raft, right? Heading towards freedom, towards well-being. But there's this powerful underlying current.
Craving.
Craving, yes. Tonnier in the original text. It's constantly pulling the raft back towards that dangerous shore, the place of suffering or addiction or whatever holds you captive.
Okay, I can picture that current.
And this current, it creates leaks in the raft. Those are the compulsive actions, the unhelpful patterns. And it convinces you, the navigator, to load up all this harmful, heavy cargo.
Like resentments, attachments.
Exactly. Attachments, resentments, delusions, all this stuff that just weighs the raft down, makes it unstable, and makes it incredibly hard to move forward.
Wow. Okay. So if craving is the current and the leaks and the heavy cargo, how do the gifts, especially clarity of mind, help us manage all that?
They are the essential tools for managing the raft. This is where something called wise effort, samatha-yama, comes in.
Wise effort.
Yeah. It's described as the conscious, balanced, continuous effort by the whole crew to actively manage the raft. And these gifts are key to that. They help with preventing problems, like steering clear of known hazards.
Right on.
They help with abandoning the bad stuff, patching those leaks, throwing that heavy cargo overboard. They help cultivating the good stuff, the resources you need, and maintaining the raft, keeping it seaworthy through consistent upkeep.
So the gifts are like the skills and the actions needed for that effort.
Precisely. And clarity of mind is like, well, imagine trying to do all that steering and patching and navigating in a thick fog.
Impossible. Or at least really, really difficult and dangerous.
Exactly. You need clear seeing. That's where mindfulness, sati, comes in too, that constant vigilance. And your inner compass, the sita, your heart's direction. But without clarity of mind, none of it works properly. You can't steer effectively if you can't see clearly.
That makes total sense. So for you listening, this isn't just, you know, ancient philosophy. It really frames these five gifts as super practical tools, a compassionate way to manage yourself, your choices, your well-being.
It empowers you, really, to be the captain of your own raft, managing those currents instead of just being swept away by them.
Living more intentionally.
Absolutely. But it's also important to remember what the sources say about the raft itself.
Ah, right. Don't get too attached to the raft.
Exactly. It's a tool, an incredibly valuable one for crossing the turbulent waters. But the goal isn't the raft. Once you reach the safe shore, you don't need to carry it around anymore.
You leave it behind. Appreciate it for getting you there. But understand it served its purpose.
Precisely. You internalize the principles, the skills, the wisdom gained on the journey.
Beautiful. So in that spirit, let's leave you with a reflection question from the source material to mull over. In what ways could living more closely aligned with these intentions? Harmlessness, trustworthiness, sexual responsibility, truthfulness, and clarity of mind be considered an act of practical self-care or maybe even self-kindness?
Something to really sit with.